So as a person who struggled with depression, meron akong letter. Actually,
Oh, an open letter.
Short message
okay,
lang.
For them.
Right. Open letter to everyone. So to those who have a friend or family member that is struggling with depression, I want to say that we don't want to be a burden and we don't want to hurt you. We would rather hurt ourselves than to hurt you. We are very sorry if you feel that we are a burden, that we are ungrateful, that we don't value every blessing that we receive. But please understand that we are trying our best to live, trying our best to find happiness, and we are trying our best to battle with our minds every minute that we live. We also don't want to be depressed. We would rather die than to suffer every day. But please make us feel that we are not alone in this battle, that we are loved and that we matter. And that's the only thing we want to hear, to know and to feel, so that we would want to live another day.
Hello mga kakwentuhan, welcome back. That was the voice of Sarah, one of our resident hosts for this season na nagsuffer at nagsasuffer pa din minsan ng depression. Yung story niya, experiences at struggles ang i-feature natin ngayon.
Kasama rin natin si Dr. Myrtle sa kwentuhang ito. Isa siyang registered psychologist from the Adventist University of the Philippines. Sana maging reminder ang episode na to na hindi ka nag-iisa kasi makikinig kami.
Gusto ko guys pakilala yung ating featured guest and ang ating featured story, no? Ang ating guest for this episode is a psychology professional. Meron siyang doctorate degree in psychology, I believe. At siya ang current chairperson ng Adventist University of the Philippines Psychology Department. No? So, Guru will give the time to Dr. Myrtle para magpakilala siya. Hello, Dr.
Hello,
Myrtle.
Hello, good evening. Oh. Hi, for good evening. And then, good evening. So, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm Doc Myrtle. I'm a registered psychologist. And I'm happy to be part of this event this evening. And yeah, na-excited pang sa ating kwentuhan.
And we also have, of course, you guys know Sarah. Siya ang isa sa ating resident host for this season. Nakasama natin siya from episode 1, 2, at ngayon 3, yung kwento niya ang ibibida. So Sarah, gusto naman silang bigyan ng konting background. ano yung ikikwento mo later?
Okay. Hi everyone. Good evening. Good evening mga kakwentuhan. Very excited ako and very honored to share my story, my testimony, my struggles, and yung paano ako nag-heal sa depression and also sa suicide. So, abangan nyo yung kwento mamaya in a few minutes. Yes. Sana i-share nyo to para ma-reach kung sino man yung mga nangangailangan ng story na to. Yes.
Right. Right. Sige, Dem. Let's start off with sadness versus depression. Ano ba yung pinagkaibahan nito?
Yan, alam mo Ford, sobrang overrated ng word na depressed kapag ano no, every time na may problem tayo or kapag malungkot.
Right.
Parang kapag malungkot kasi sabi mo na depressed na ako, ganoon, 'di ba? Pero kapag ba malungkot ako, depressed na ba ako agad? Or kapag ba depressed ako, malungkot ako? Ganun. Pero ika-clarify natin tong mga bagay na to. Magsisik tayo ng help from a professional kay Dr. Myrtle mamaya, di ba? Pero right now, siguro magbibigay muna tayo ng konting overview about these two, sa sadness and depression.
Right.
So, meron akong mga nakuhang information from Canadian Mental Health Association. So, gusto ko lang i-share na yung sadness daw, yung isa siyang normal reaction kapag nawalan ka ng mahal sa buhay, kapag na-disappoint ka or may problem ka or nagfe-face ka ng difficult situation or ang sadness, nafe-feel siya ng tao from time to time. And meron ding sa ganitong case, yung feelings ng feeling of sadness, nawawala siya quickly. Ganyan.
Right.
Yeah, pero pwede siyang bumalik from time to time kasi feeling, yun nga, feeling na kapag may disappointments kang nakaharap or may problems, ganyan, normally, magiging sad ka kasi tao. Tao tayo, di ba? We're human beings. We have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. Yun nga, yung sinasabi rin na yung mga tao, may ibang tao na nagsasabi na feeling depressed daw siya. Pero kapag ang isang kalungkutan ay nawala rin on its own and hindi siya nagkaroon ng big impact dun sa buhay ng tao, hindi natin siya masasabing depressed talaga or depression talaga siya or mental illness. Ganun.
Right. So pwede ba nating sabihin na normal ang maging sad, ang maging malungkot?
Yes, definitely. Uh-huh. Normal ang maging malungkot.
Yeah. Pero hindi... sige, go ahead.
Go ahead. Nagbigayan. Sige, ikaw muna, you were saying.
Pero ang iniisip kasi ng marami na kapag ka na interchangeable ang sadness at depression, no?
Mm-hmm.
So hindi pala ganoon, hindi pala ganoon.
Mm-hmm. Kasi ang sadness, 'di ba, normal feeling siya ng tao. Normal siya sa tao. 'Di ba?
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So sabi nga nila, 'di ba, ang buhay ay parang ano ba?
Weather lang.
Weather lang. Paiba-iba yun, ikot-ikot, diba? So, hindi laging masaya yung tao. Normal din na maka-feel ng sadness.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yun. So, on the other hand, yung depression naman ay isang mental illness that affects your mood and the way you understand yourself, yung feeling mo parang wala ka sa mood, ganyan. And feeling mo worthless or hopeless ka, ganyan. Mas maiintindihan pa natin to kapag nagpatulong tayo mamaya kay Doc Myrtle na i-explain further ito, no? Pero yun nga, siguro sa mga madalas na siguro na nararamdaman or nakikita sa taong depressed ay yun nga, may changes sa physically and emotionally, di ba? Na parang nawawala na ng interest, nawawala ng appetite, ng energy, ganyan, or may mga masakit sa katawan or kung ano, yan. Pero mas mamaya, malalaman natin kung ano yan, di ba?
Yeah.
And also, sige, go.
Siguro we can let Dr. Myrtle dive into this conversation like right now na. Ano bang, hindi, baka may gusto i-clarify kaagad si Dr. Myrtle. So, ang depression pala ay illness, sakit, ano? Habang ang sadness ay normal emotion. Tama po ba yun, Doc?
Yes, ayun. I agree with them kanina. I was actually listening to her. Napaka-clear nung sinabi ni Dan na normal talaga maging malungkot forward. And hindi naman natin sinasabi na huwag kang maging malungkot, Sarah. Masama pag nilalungkot mo. Mm-hmm. It's normal. Kasi we're human beings. We have feelings.
Right.
So, it's normal for us to recognize when we're happy. And the same case is true. Nai-recognize din natin when we're feeling sad. So, it's part of being human kapag nasasad tayo. But I think one of the things that we have to remember nung nasabi ni Deb kanina, yung sa depression, which I also would like to clarify, nagtatagal kasi siya forward. It means to say, if you're feeling sad today, tomorrow, up until the next week, up until the next month, even next year, you would always have that feeling of sadness. And pag ganun na, hindi na siya yung normal na sadness, nagiging clinical depression na siya. So yung sabi ni Deb kanina na, it may seem underrated, yeah? There are times na people would say, I feel depressed. Pero siguro sad lang yun. Pero hindi din nila alam na in the long run, kapag years na nilang nararanasan yung forward, that is actually one of the most scary din na part. So yeah, if the feeling of being sad lasts for weeks, okay lang. Wag lang umabot for yung mga 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos 2 weeks nang walang tulog din, naku, mahirap na yun. Yung nabanggit mo din kanina na hindi na makakain, walang gana, it's basically the beginning of clinical depression. So, ingatan natin yung sarili natin kapag umabot tayo sa doon. Pero hopefully, wala naman. No? So, that's why I'm happy that we're having this kind of podcast, them and Ford, no? And later on, you will hear from Sarah kasi it's a very enlightening discussion, kwentuhan sa atin para makita din natin kung ano ba yung mga mga tama nating paniniwala, mga beliefs natin na pwede nating mabago, ma-educate, no? And yeah, thank you so much for this podcast. Yun. So far, that's all for now, no?
I see. So yun mga kakwentuhan, no? Normal maging malungkot, no? Pero kapag as what Doc has pointed out, tumagal na to ng sobrang tagal na parang halos araw-araw na lang malungkot ka, napaka-substantial ng kalungkutan mo, na parang tumatagal ng 2 weeks ang iyong deep sadness. Alam mo yun, na hindi siya natatanggal agad-agad, it's a bit of a sign na maybe hindi lang normal na sadness. No?
Right. And if I may add, since our topic is also about suicide for tandem, no? Basically, yung suicide is one of the four, not really forms, but one of the manifestations na isang taong merong depression. So, para sa kanila din, yung taong depressed, ang escape nila is to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. When in fact, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem din. Sayang, no? They see it as a permanent solution. In fact, the problem is temporary, no? So suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. If they only have that in mind na hindi naman ito magtatagal na problema ito, nilipas din, ano? Pero para sa kanila, they perceive it as temporary. So para sa kanila, I might as well do something to get away from this problem. So they end up thinking of suicide. And I mean, we'll hear it later kay Sarah kung may naging ganun siyang experience, no? Trying to escape from her feelings of being so sad.
So yun guys, no? Gusto nating i-bring out at this moment, no, na it's very hard, and we understand that. We understand that. It's very hard to undergo that feeling. Pero hindi siya dulo ng buhay. No. It's not the end of the line. It may seem so. Pero alam mo yon, we want to be here to struggle with you, to help you guys out. Na kaya meron tayong testimonies tulad ni Sarah. Although again, hindi natin sinasabing like quintessential healing na to na kay Sarah, no. Natapos na kasi it's really progressive. Although ganun, gusto nating sabihin na merong hope at merong healing at posibleng makapunta sa other side, no, with the proper channels and ano. That's really nice, Doc, salamat po. So Dem, you were saying, pwede ba tong makuha ng mga lalaki? Sino bang pwedeng prone sa depression?
Ayun, itatanong ko yan kay Doc Myrtle mamaya, ha? Pero okay. Sabi kasi, according to my research.
Okay, according to your research.
Yes. Ang risk factors, napakaraming risk factors talaga ng depression. Like, pwedeng dahil sa trauma ng childhood or teenage, pwede rin low self-esteem, pwede rin, ano pa yun, ang family mo ay may history ng mental illness or mga bipolar disorder, and many, many more. Pero gusto ko lang i-clarify din na having one or more of these risk factors ay hindi ibig sabihin na depressed ka na.
Agad-agad, no? Hindi ganun.
Agad-agad. Baka mag-ano kasi self-diagnose yung iba eh.
Totoo yun. That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
Apo. May gusto po kayong i-add, Doc, dun sa
ayun. Yeah. Thank you then for sharing the risk factors. And yeah, totoo yun. Parang it would be important for us to look into the possibility na maging trigger yun. Kasi parang the way we see it, depression, sadness will always be there. No? Para siyang bullet, tapos trigger yung gun, no? Pag may gun, meron tayong gun. May bullet, tsaka may trigger. We all have that kind of sadness within us. We always have that bullet, no? Iba't ibang level lang yun ng bullet. Yung iba ay siguro extreme sadness or depende sa experience na trauma. Like, may tendencies din na makuha tayo sa ating parents. Pero what would actually trigger then would be the environment din, no? So, ngayon, yung nangyayari sa paligid natin, like one of the statistics that I've also read, mataas talaga ang rate ng suicide yun. Kasi yun, you know, the surroundings, pandemic and all. So yeah, the environment is very, very not really scary, pero prone para magkaroon tayo ng, magkaroon yung mga karamihan ng mga suicide attempts or suicide ideation. Now, going back to your question kanina, Dem, na lalaki ba, hindi na, na nagkakaroon ng feelings na nalulungkot. Actually, prone sila, Dem. Pero oh, mahirap sa kanilang umamin. Hindi sila umamin.
Sa lalaki, no?
Oo. Pero alam mo, if I'm going to share one of the research, makalagay doon na ang suicide, we have conducted this study also, suicide attempts are most fulfilled or higher yung complete, when we say completed suicide, then natuloy talaga yung pag-suicide ng mga lalaki kaysa mga babae. So in other words, when guys would think of suicide, tututuhanin talaga nila yun. Pero si babae, pag nag-iisip ng suicide, maglalaslas, pero hindi talaga siya yung lethal, no? Hindi siya severe as activities na ginagawa ng guy. So if you're going to ask me, ma'am, ay dok, hindi po ba ano, naranasan ng lalaki yun? No, depression, excuses no one. Everyone could actually experience that. And that's something that we all have to be aware of. No? So don't ever think forward na, ay, lalaki ka. I hope so, diba? Ako, mag-isa lang si Ford dito din, pag-aisa na natin. Joke lang, Ford.
So, narinig niyo yun, mga kalalakihan? prone tayo sa sadness, sa deep sadness, hindi lang natin tuluyang ma-share or hindi lang natin tuluyang matanggap sa sarili natin. And kala natin okay lang o kinalakas natin, pero ang katotohanan, nakakatakot 'yun kasi mag-accumulate, magbe-build up hanggang sa tulad nga noon, gagawin, i-complete natin, no? Kukumpletuhin natin, tatapusin talaga natin yung acts of suicide. So ito yung gusto nating i-normalize din, ano guys, no, sa discussion na to, na kahit lalaki ka, kailangan nating maging tunay sa damdamin natin na it's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay to be hurt, it's okay to be not okay, na maging mahina minsan, no? Nag-sad face si Jorel pero kasi totoo yun, no? Hindi nakakabawas ng pagkalalaki ang pagiging depressed, sabi ni Coach
Joel.
Yes,
totoo yan. Sobrang mahalagang i-acknowledge din yung nararamdaman, no? Yung feelings ng isang tao before mag-accumulate.
That's right.
Totoo. Before we... yeah, before we go on to that, sige nga, Dem, try nga nating basahin yung comment ni Lorraine Joy. Okay.
Sabi ni Lorraine Joy, pag nandun ka kasi sa point of darkness, tapos wala ka man lang makausap, tapos napakaraming nagsasalita sa utak mo, di mo maiiwasan na mag-isip to commit suicide just to stop the voices. Kaya importante talaga na may nakikinig sa'yo at importante rin yung deep relationship with God.
Totoo yan. Siguro we can touch on that point deeper on Lorraine, no, later sa pagkwento ni Sarah ng experiences niya kasi ayaw nating mag-go ahead of ourselves kasi we have the entire hour pa naman to discuss yan. Pero sobrang, nung nabasa ko yung comment mo, Lorraine, sobrang nag-resonate ako doon at alam mo yun, hearing the stories of other people, talagang hindi ito biro at hindi ito something na pwede nating i-dismiss kasi this is a very existential, substantial problem ng puso natin, ng ating humanity, no, na kailangan talagang pag-usap properly.
That's right. And by the way, Ford, if I may add, no?
Yes, Doc.
Seeking help is a form of courage, not a sign of weakness. Seeking help is a sign of, is a form of courage, not a sign of weakness. So kung meron tayo ngayon na nakakaramdam na, siguro para sa kanila, they don't prefer to seek help kasi it seems na, ay, lalaki ako, hindi ako dapat nakikita umiiyak. Ang tunay na lalaki ay umiiyak. Which means they recognize their feelings. Right? And nagiging totoo sila sa nararamdaman nila. And it is really a form of courage when people seek help. And regardless of anyone, matanda man, bata, lalaki, babae, if we seek help and much more, admit that we are in need of someone to talk to, and we prioritize also spending time with the Lord, yung tipong na-recognize natin na we're not okay, that itself is a form of courage.
Mm-hmm. Nag-comment si Jorel on that. Sabi niya, nakakalungkot minsan na kapag nasa point ka ng depression bilang lalaki, sasabihan ka daw ng man up. Magpakalalaki ka naman. Yun na sa sinabi ni Doc, we would like to second that. Actually, ang manning up, ang pagkalalaki ay actually admitting to your feelings, no? Being real with what's that. Ang tunay na lalaki daw umiiyak pero hindi iyakin, sabi naman ni Coach. Totoo. Pero paano pag iyakin? Hindi na ba yung tunay na lalaki? Lalaki pa din. Pero totoo yan. Kailangan nating i-destroy yung myth na kapag ka lalaki ka, hindi ka dapat malungkot o hindi ka dapat umiiyak. Hindi ganun, guys, no? Kasi, gano kalalaki kapag kapatay ka na? Kapag ka nagsakam ka sa depression? Diba? Are you any more manly than when you were depressed? Diba hindi? So, for that to talagang be prevented, kailangan nating magkaroon ng safe space para sa mga lalaki to to share your feelings and be true with what you're ano. So sa lahat ng mga kalalakihan natin, sa ating mga kings and prince na nakikinig, guys, nandito kami para makinig kayo. Mahal na mahal namin kayo, guys. Hindi kailangang maging alam mo yun, pretentious sa expression, at talagang we're here to support you.
Orda, ikaw din na.
Oo naman. Oo, totoo. Alam mo yun, talagang pinapractice natin yung ano, pinapractice ko talaga yung being vulnerable. Kasi talagang in a societal context, lalo sa Pilipinas, kapag ka lalaki ka, dapat hindi ka umaano. Talagang you were brought up to man up talaga. Tulad ng sinabi ni Jorel. And to really keep to yourself lahat ng pain. Kaya that's something na talagang i-maneuver around mo, babaguhin talaga. So, with that, siguro bibigyan tayo ni Doc Myrtle ng statistics and ng insights kung papaanong related ang depression and suicide. So, ano yung mga relationship nitong dalawa? Ibig sabihin ba, pag depressed ka, magsisuicide ka kagad, ano yung workings nito? Sige po, Doc Myrtle.
I see. All right. No, si Sarah later excited na makinig sa kanya, no? Pero for now, yung sa relationship ng suicide at saka depression, lahat, not really lahat, no? Pero karamihan ng tao may depression for ay nag-resort sila sa suicide as an escape. Like what I have mentioned kanina. At yung tinutukoy natin na depression, ito talaga yung clinical depression. When you say clinical depression, hindi lang siya normal them na nalungkot for several days, pero sila, ang bigat na nang nararamdaman nila, wala na silang gana kumain, wala nang gana matulog. Kahit makipagkwentuhan yung makinig sa ganito, wala na. Parang for them, it's the end of the world. They prefer staying in their own room and do nothing. So actually, yung mga form na yon ay very subtle siya na hindi man nila sinasadyang magpakamatay. Pero not eating them, not sleeping, or probably eating a lot and sleeping always are actually forms of self-harm already. Na hindi naman nila ginugusto. Pero yun yung automatically nangyari sa kanila. No? So, kapag nagkaroon sila ng lakas, o kaya nagkaroon ng lakas ng loob, no? But I'm not talking about the physical strength, pero yung courage na I might end my life. Yun, doon na talaga sila na nagkakaroon na ideation to suicide. So, karamihan, if I'm also going to share yung symptoms talaga ng clinical depression, one of the symptoms of clinical depression, or we call major depressive disorder, is having suicide thoughts, ideation, and history of it. So, pag ganun na talaga yun din, talagang kailangan na ng professional help. Kasi in our profession, we actually consider Ford and them suicide ideation as a psychiatric emergency. Para siyang, para naalala niyo yung pag nasa, ano tayo, nasa, how do you call it, airplane, no? Pag nagsasabi na, ay, may bomba ako nadala, di ba? Talagang nag-stop talaga lahat ng operations sa plane kasi they need to recognize kung totoo ba to o hindi, whether fake man o hindi. In suicide, the same case is true. We want to recognize kasi suicide is a form of asking help. yet the person doesn't know how to ask help the right way.
Uh-huh.
So yung mga ways na alam nila is to commit their own life and you know yun magpapakamatay sila, pero the truth is they are in need of help. They maybe just have no idea how to actually seek help on that. So sa akin, kung nakakaramdam sila na hindi naman kasi forward na bigla mo na lang maiisip, ay magpapakamatay ako ngayon. No. Ang suicide is actually being planned. Kaya pag nagtatanong kami sa mga clients na are you feeling now, we always have to rule out or kailangan natin na lagi namin i-qualify or i-make sure kung wala ba talaga sila them ng thoughts of suicide. Kasi madalas nga, if not all, na merong clinical depression ay nag-sort out into committing suicide. Right? So, yeah. I think that's one of the things that I have to think on. Yes, for.
So, as you mentioned, Doc, suicide pala is actually a form of them seeking out for help. Tama po ba yun?
That's
without
right.
them not, without them help. Knowing lang paanong gagawin.
Exactly. Kasi kumbaga para sa kanila, it's endless. Wala nang katapusan yung problem nila. Mm-hmm. Pero the truth is, merong solusyon, no? Kaya lang, hindi nila alam magawin yan. And alam lang nilang gawin is, yun, mag-isipin yung pakamatay or what. Mm-hmm. Pero I feel sad for that, no? Sana kung may mga tao ngayon na nag-iisip ng suicide as their form of escape.
Mm-hmm.
No? We're here. We're here to listen to you. We're here to let you know that we care about you. So in case man na meron kayong thoughts ngayon or what, feel free to communicate with us. I think the Project Grow Bay Area, meron silang message din. I mean,
totoo po. Yeah.
Ayun. Right? Kasi we have no idea right now if meron tayong audience na nakikinig na alone sa isang mm-hmm. room, mm-hmm. na walang makausap, listening to the four of us. yeah. So yeah. There's hope.
Gusto ko lang ulitin yun, Doc, and make it clear out there. Sa ating 30 viewers, guys, na nanonood ngayon, baka merong isa sa inyo o merong kayong kilala na isa na feeling nyo struggling with this, with deep sadness. Gusto naming i-dedicate ang buhay namin to let you guys know na merong hope. Just slide into our DMs. Just PM us. PM is the key. And then, we'll want to hear you out. Meron tayong groups weekly on different schedule that you guys might find helpful na may nakakausap kayo na you're having outlets of your thoughts, no? Mm. So, please guys, please let us know how we can help. Right. Speaking of experience, speaking of undergoing actually through that,
mm-hmm.
no? Gusto natin ngayon bigyan ng time na si Sarah to share her story and experiences with living with depression actually, no? So Sarah, kwentuhan mo naman kami. How did this start? Anong nangyari at how is it? How what was the experience?
Yes, actually sobrang happy ko ngayon kasi nung time na naiyak ako, nung time na sobrang depressed ako at gusto kong mag-suicide, wala akong mahanap na ganito. Mm-hmm. Pero ngayon sobrang thankful ako kasi meron na tayong ways, merong ganito na mm-hmm. nagsi-seek out doon sa mga gustong manghingi ng tulong. Alam niyo yung nung case ko, wala akong mahanap, wala akong makausap. Pero yung ganito na podcast, sobrang thankful ako kasi I know it will reach a lot. Yeah. Pero i-reserve ko muna to. So, baka hindi tayo matuloy. So, ayun. Yeah. Siguro ikukwento ko muna yung symptoms.
Sige po.
Unang naranasan ko. Before, kasi, yeah, I was sad. I was sad because of family problems. Nagkaroon kasi ng time na nung first job ko dito sa Manila, mag-isa ako. syempre pagkatapos nating mag-college, 'di ba, naghahanap tayo ng ano, ng parang gusto nating maging independent, gusto natin na maging successful sa buhay. So, nag-take risk ako, pumunta ako ng Manila. So, I came from Samar pala. And then nung nandito na ako sa Manila, nagkaroon ng family problems. Parang lahat ng problems nag-pile up. Alam niyo yung kakasimula ko pa lang sa career, pero nagkaroon ako ng parang yung tinatawag nila na quarter life crisis. Kasi I was almost 24 or 25 that time. Tapos yung family problems pa, yung separation ng parents ko. Tapos hinahanap ko pa yung purpose ko sa buhay. Tapos nakikita ko yung mga friends ko. Super successful na, pero ako parang wala pa, nagsistart pa lang. So, napre-pressure ako. Tapos, bigla ako naging isang breadwinner. Siguro yun yung nag-trigger nung depression. So, akala ko at first, okay lang maging sad. So, nung kinukwento ko na yung mga problems na yun, kasi nag-a-ask din ako ng help, nag-a-ask ako ng advices sa mga friends ko. Alam niyo yung sinasabihan ako na, sige, kaya mo yan. Ikaw pa ba? Di ba na kaya mo nga yung board exam? Yan pa ba? Alam ko namang strong ka. Yun yung mga naririnig ko na advices. So, ako naman, okay. Kaya ko to siguro. So, dumating yung weeks, dumating yung months. Yun nga, sabi ni Doc, minsan naabot ng years. Yung sa akin, inabot ng years. So, akala ko normal lang yun kasi siguro, sabi nila, it takes time to heal. It takes time to heal daw. Sabi ko, siguro after 2 years matatanggap ko na to, hindi na ako magiging malungkot. Pero dumating yung days na nawalan na ako ng interest sa mga gusto kong gawin. Like dati, nagdo-drawing ako, nagpipaint ako, nagre-read ako ng books. Nawala na lahat ng yun. Tapos minsan, walang reason, umiiyak na lang ako sa gabi, hindi ako makatulog sa gabi, minsan nakatulog na ako 3 a.m., 4 a.m. at hindi dahil inaantok ako. Yun dahil sobrang pagod na ako, kakaiyak. At yung hinahanap ko yung reason na bakit ang lungkot ko, ina-accept ko naman lahat ng bagay, nagpe-pray naman ako, nagiging active naman ako sa church kasi sabi nila, sabi ng mga friends ko sa church, sabi nila, sige, mag-pray ka lang. Nagde-devotional ka ba every morning? Mag-devotional ka every morning. So, ginawa ko po lahat yun. Nag-read ako ng devotional every morning. Naging active ako sa church. Actually, happy naman ako mag-serve. Pero at the end of the day, pag uuwi ko, hindi pa rin ako masaya. Sabi ko, parang may kulang. Tapos, napansin na yun ng mga friends ko, ng mga ka-workmates ko na sobrang, alam mo yun, sobrang sabaw ako sa work. Madami akong nakakalimutan, hindi na ako productive, lahat ng deadlines ko, namimiss ko na. Tapos, pumapasok ako ng work, wala nang interest. Alam niyo yung pumapasok ako, hindi ako nagsusuklay, hindi ako nagpa-plan sa nagdamit. Hindi ko yun napapansin. Yung iba nakakapansin, pero ako, hindi ko siya napapansin. So, akala ko normal lang yun kasi struggling ako, may family problems ako, pero hindi pala. Umabot na yung time na gusto ko na lang mag-end ng life. Sobrang dami kong naririnig na voices sa utak ko na sinasabi na walang nagmamahal sa'yo. Kasi hindi pa din ako nagkaroon ng boyfriend since birth. So, parang yung self-esteem ko, lalo siyang bumaba. At yung feeling ko hindi ako worthy, hindi enough yung lahat ng achievements ko sa buhay. Tapos, pero nagpapasalamat ako sa pets ko kasi every time na nag-attempt ako ng suicide, alam niyo, sila yung lumalapit sa akin. Tapos, hindi sila actually lumalapit. Yung mga pusa kasi may sarili silang mundo. Pero pag nag-attempt ako ng suicide, alam niyo, lumalapit sila sa akin. Parang nararamdaman nila na mawawala na ako. Tapos mag-mimiyaw sila. Tapos, alam niyo, parang sinasabihan ka na, hindi ka nag-iisa. Paano na lang kami pag nawala ka? So, dumating yung time na mas prefer kong makasama yung mga pets ko kaysa sa mga tao. Kasi pag nagsisika ko ng help sa mga tao, nasabihan lang ako na magiging okay ka rin. Walang help. Tapos, yung mga cats, parang nakikinig lang sila kahit hindi man sila mag-respond sa'yo. Nakikinig lang sila pag nagsasabi ka ng problems mo. Ayun. Sobrang thankful din ako sa mga pets ko na apat na pusa. Na,
nice,
apat
nice.
Sila actually. Mm-hmm. Oo. Tapos, ayun po, yun po yung mga na experience ko. Tapos yung hindi ako kumakain, yung feeling na pagising mo pa lang ng umaga, sobrang pagod ka na. Yun na feel ko, at hindi ko maintindihan bakit sa gabi hindi ako makatulog, pero pagdating naman sa umaga gusto kong matulog buong araw. Yun yung hindi ko maintindihan. Minsan kumakain ako na marami, minsan hindi. Lalo na nung pandemic, sobrang hindi ako kumain ng ilang months, nakahiga lang ako. Tapos sabi nung iba, uy, pumayat ka na, bagay sa'yo. Ito ang tuwa naman ako. Hindi nila alam na sobrang yung na-experience ko nung pandemic. So, ayun. Pero so, meron...
Parang nung nag-pandemic, lalong bumigat yung pakaramdam sa...
Lalong bumigat po. Opo. Pero naalala ko po yung isang very close friend ko po sa work. Ang sabi niya sa akin, kasi nag-ask ako ng advice, sabi niya sa akin, alam mo, nagte-therapy din ako. Sabi niya, siya lang yung kaisa-isang friend ko na sinabihan ako na, alam mo, nagte-therapy ako. Try mo kaya. Confidential yun. Hindi naman yun talaga i-share sa iba. Hindi yun ibig sabihin na nagpapa-therapy ka, ibaliw ka na. That's sabi right. niya sa akin. So, nag-refer siya sa akin ng isang hospital. Tapos, tinry ko naman. Last February 2020. So, nung tinry ko, nung first session pa lang, umiyak na ako sa harap ng doktor. Lahat na binuhos ko na. Tapos, ayun, afternoon, nag-prescribe sa akin ng antidepressant and gamot for anxiety. Ayun po. Pero ang sabi niya sa akin na, eto, inumin mo to, huwag kang magsiskip, pero hindi ito overnight. It takes time. It will take time. Pero it will be worth it. Yun yung sabi niya sa akin. Ayan po.
Well, I'm happy to hear your story, Saren. And I think one of the things that we have discussed kanina is that yun nga, yung naisip mo mag-commit ng suicide, ano? Kasi sa sobrang lungkot, sa sobrang bigat ng binadala, pakaramdam mo is it's really an escape. And yun, I'm glad ano na Ford and them sa kwento ni Sarah, kasi it gave ako din sa akin nung nakakinig ako sa kanya na affirm yung thought na meron kaming tinatawag Ford na animal assisted therapy. Yung animal assisted therapy, if I may just share, if flag ko no, lahat ng lovers ng cats dyan tsaka dogs or even chicken, pig, o ano pa man. Lahat ng animals, it's actually a form of therapy when you take care of them. Yeah, we call it animal assisted therapy, AAT. Napakaganda nun, Sarah. And I'm happy to hear yung kwento mo kanina na yung nagbameow-meow sila, you feel relieved, and yung presence nila actually comforts you. Very, very good. And I affirm you with that kind of experience. Kasi naramdaman mo yung help na nanggagaling sa kanila. Hindi mo man nakuha sa tao, no? Kasi sabi mo, disappoint ka kanina. Kasi it's true for doon, ha? Ka-disappoint minsan yung tao.
Oo, yun. Sobrang totoo yun. Sobrang totoo.
Real talk minsan yun, ha? Ayun. So, yeah. I think I affirm you with that, Sarah. Thank you.
Before we go deeper sa questions tungkol kay Sarah, may mga nagre-resonate na mga pet lovers dito sa ating comments.
Yes,
shout out daw sa mga pet lovers, sabi ni Coach. And sabi ni Grace Filomeno, mama ko po yan, pero tawagin ko lang siya ng first name niya. I resonate with you. Kasi sobrang, ito po si, nakakatulong talaga ang pets. No, sa state of mind ng marami nating mga people struggling, no? Cat lover daw si Christian Angelo. Meron ba dito? Yes, meron tayong dalawa, si Doc Myrtle and Sarah. Cat lover din sila. Sabi naman ni Jorel, lover lang daw siya.
Sana all.
Oo. Sige na, sa'yo na yung lover mo, Jorel.
Sana all lover daw.
So thankful din daw sa mga aso ni Lorraine. So thankful That's din siya. Right. Sobrang meron silang characteristic na talagang wala ang mga tao, no? Yung mga pets na kapag ka, hindi sila nagsasalita. Di ba? Pero kapag ka pumunta sila sa iyo, when they make their presence felt sa iyo, talagang unequaled, no? Unequaled.
That's right.
Sabi nga Ford ni Tita Grace, oh, men may fail you but pets won't.
Wow. Oh, totoo.
Yes, totoo yan.
sobrang rallying yan si Mama for ano, for animal rights, for ano, yung bang importance ng mga aso talaga, kasi sobrang naramdaman niya firsthand yung kumbaga parang it's God speaking to her through the pets, no? And we would want to affirm that kasi talagang alam mo yun, ginagamit sila. Pero on a more serious note, Doc and Sarah, siguro meron pa rin sigurong mangilan-ngilan sa viewers and listeners natin ngayon na nag-iisip, pero hindi ba kapag ka na-depress ka, eh mental yan? So ibig sabihin, nagkulang ka sa prayer, nagkulang ka sa faith, nagkulang ka sa devotion. So gusto kong i-debunk agad yung myth na yan. Right here, Doc, gusto kong tanungin sa'yo and kay Sarah as well na, pag na-depress ba ang isang tao, ibig sabihin noon kulang ba siya sa devotional, sa prayer, or faith?
Sige, si Sarah muna. Let's hear it from her. Sige, no? Po. Kasi like what she said kanina, naka-experience siya na times na nag-devotional siya. Go ahead, Sarah.
Actually, nakakatulong siya. Pero nung I was in depression, kahit magbasa ako ng Bible verses, promises of God, hindi siya pumapasok sa utak ko. Kahit ilang beses ko siyang basahin, kahit 100 times ko siyang basahin, hindi siya pumapasok sa utak ko. Hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero nagpe-pray ako, at sometimes ang prayer ko ay, sana, Lord, kunin mo na lang yung buhay ko. Kasi hindi ko ma-digest kung ano yung sinasabi doon sa Bible. Pero hindi ko sinasabi na hindi siya nakakatulong. Nakakatulong siya. Pero ang depression, naghihinder ang depression para ma-intindihan mo at mag-hold on ka sa promises ng Panginoon.
So in other words, Sarah, no, na parang hindi ibig sabihin na depressed ka, ay wala kang relationship sa Panginoon. Kasi yes, you even have that personal time with the Lord. It's just that you're also having difficulty grasping or getting or even appreciating the Word of God, kasi you are parang clouded with all the negative emotions that you're feeling. It's too heavy, no? Yeah. Actually, those who are feeling depressed or are in the state of depression, hindi na sila pwede ma-judge na hindi sila nag-pray. Like what Sarah mentioned, she even tried to pray and, you know, seek the Lord's presence. However, kaya siya sinabing sakit for it kasi hindi naman, wala naman may gusto sa atin na mag-depress.
Totoo po
the
yun.
Same case is true for flu or even fever. No one wants to have fever. No one wants to have the flu. Hindi lang natin siya minsan iiwas. But if we're going to explain it in a psychological perspective, hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na isang factor lang ang nangyayari or isang factor lang ang cause na nadudulot ng depression. We always call it na multifactorial. Ibig sabihin, Ford and them, and so ating mga listeners, maraming factors tayong dapat tingnan na naranasan isang tao na depressed. So merong biological, pag sabihin biological, hindi natin makontrol yung ating katawan, no? Ang babae, every month, nagkakaroon kami ng menstruation. Ang mga lalaki, meron silang mataas na aggression level, no? So pag hindi nila kukuha yung kanilang mga desires, na inis sila, so prone din sila na ma-depress. Ang babae naman, pag may monthly period, ayan na, magdadrama na yan. Ayun, so we call it the biological makeup. no? So meaning to say, biopsychosocial, hindi natin siya pwedeng tingnan lang sa isang aspect. So just like any form of disorder, because depression is a clinical disorder, it's a psychiatric condition, you know? It's a mood disorder, and we call it major depressive disorder. Ganun din siya. Just like, you know, the same case is true sa health natin, multifactorial siya. The same case is true for depression. Kaya nga, sabi nga, no, there is no health without, there is no health without mental health. Because it is as important as physical health. Mental health is as important as physical health. And ganun din, na pag nag, nag-feel down tayo, napapagod tayo. Kasi, di ba, Ford, and then nakapagod mag-exercise din minsan. Ayun. We also have to do some mental hygiene. When we say mental hygiene, kung everyday tayo nagsipilyo, everyday tayo naliligo, everyday din tayo mag-feed ng mga good thoughts, and everyday din natin alagaan yung sarili natin. Kasi hindi talaga naiiwasan na from time to time, kumain lang tayo, madudumihan yung ating bibig, no? Kaya maghihilamos tayo bago matulog sa gabi. We do some hygiene. Yun din, mental hygiene, no? We have to check our thoughts, we have to check our emotions, we have to check our activity. So, kumbaga, think, feel, do. So, hindi natin siya pwede lang i-conclude na those people who are actually having depression ay isang factor na ay kulang yun sa pananampalataya. Going back to science to help explain any form of disorder or diseases, it's always a multifactorial. No? So, maraming factors dun ang involved. So, yeah. Thank you din, Sarah, for sharing. No? Thank you for letting us know of your conditions. And I'm go ahead, Ford.
Yeah, I was about to comment lang, Doc, no, and remind yung ating mga kwentuhan na gusto nating ulitin yung word na multifactorial. Ibig sabihin nun, mga kakwentuhan, maraming factors o salik na nagko-contribute sa pagkakaroon ng mental health. For example, no, kasi since sakit siya, no,
ng mental condition,
ng mental illness. So for example, meron kang cancer o broken bone. Kapag ka nag-break ka ba ng 1 week, matatanggal ba yung broken bone mo? I mean, magagaling ba yun? Di ba hindi? In the same manner, having mental illnesses, no, is a type of illness. It's an illness of the brain. It's an illness originating there. So, it's really insensitive, guys, na gaslight natin yung mga tao na kaya sila nakakaganyan, dahil nalilimutan nila mag-pray. At hindi, may nag-comment nga, Doc, no, sabi ni Coach dito, relate much daw siya kasi ang hirap intindihin ng mga Bible verses and even concentrate in praying when his mind is in chaos. Diba? And that's because talagang chaotic yung isip mo. So let's fix that first before we go into the other parts of life. Kasi ang hirap maging lazy, Doc, no? Maging tamad into simply dismissing na lang, mental health. Hindi ka kasi nagpe-pray. Ganun lang siya kadali. Diba? Iwasan natin yun, mga kakwentuhan, kasi hindi siya ganun.
Sige po. Yeah, like what sabi nga ni Sarah kanina, yung nagsabi sa kanina, ay, kaya mo yan. Siguro they want to encourage you, Sarah, but they also have no idea how heavy it is for you to carry the emotions, ano? So, parang, what Sarah is trying to look for is someone to understand her, someone to let her express her feelings at that time na maramdaman niya na meron sa kanya nakikinig. Yung tipong parang sasabihan ka din, Ford, ano ka ba, lalaki ka, ba't ka naiyak-iyak? Ayun, na parang instead of you having the space sana to express, no? So, yeah. And that's the good thing about social support, Ford. If I may also flag, tayong mga Pinoy ay napaka family oriented, pero I had a research on that. If I'm going to share din, masaya yung study na to. Risk factors ng suicide. And did you know, pag dito, family natin, Ford, Dan and Sarah, they are the ones who can break us, but they're also the ones who can make us. So double-edged sword siya. It means to say, they can protect us from feeling sad because they are the source of happiness. But at times, they're also the source of our sadness. yung family natin are very important in our lives, lalo na sa ating ngayon bilang mga Pilipino. So mahalaga na we have a good relationship with them, kasi it would either break us or make us.
I see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kaya mahalaga na nagkakaroon tayo ng ganitong sharing, kasi baka may iba dyan na family na nakikinig forward, hindi natin na baka nag-argue sila kanina, tapos ngayon nakinig sila na oo nga, na nag-away pala kami ni mami kanina, ni daddy kanina. Mm-hmm. At ngayong gabi, parang hirap makatulog. Oh. Ayun. So again, no? Yung family is actually one of the factors na hindi na naman pwedeng sabihin na ano lang yan, kulang ka sa prayer. Hindi naman. Kaya nga multifactorial siya, no? Biological, psychological, and social. And family is part of the social life of a person. Psychological component, it helps you identify na, ah, I'm loved by my mom, I'm loved by my kuya, by my aunt. And so yeah, I think that's one of the things that I also like to share.
Yeah, so doc, na mention niyo po yung ano no, yung being social social life, 'di ba? So tayong mga tao, we're social beings. So tulad ko po, favorite kong sabihin talaga every time na may takeaway kami sa mga gantong usapan, yun is yung ano, you don't have to go through life alone.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi ka nag-iisa. Diba? Yun nga, kasi nga social beings tayo, kailangan natin ng may mapagsabihan para hindi mag-pile up yung mga problema natin. And I understand na may mga taong gusto talagang mag-offer ng help para makatulong sa mga taong may problems or kahit na taong, pero yung mga tao kasi po, may iba din na nahihirapan sila na mag-open up, di ba? So, paano po kaya yun? Ano po masasabi niyo doon?
Gusto ko yung sinabi mo din na, alam ko naman, ma'am, or marami naman tao may gusto na mag-share, kaya parang hirap gawin. No, hindi talaga madali. Totoo yun. Kasi parang, even other people, they would actually hesitate going to a hospital and see a doctor. Kasi for them, kaya ko naman. But, you know, asking help and even visiting a doctor, or you know, punta ka lang sa ini hospital or mag-ask ng help is actually a form of courage already. Start na siya. Pero hindi siya din one night na ay okay na ako mag-ask ako ng help. Kailangan din natin siya i-mindset yung sarili natin na ay hindi nito nakatulong sa akin. Like what Sarah mentioned kanina, yung friend niya na nag-share na ano, sabi niya, alam mo, maganda sa akin, nag-therapy ako. Hindi sinabi kay Sarah kagad na magpa-therapy ka. No. Ang sinabi kay Sarah, it helped me when I'm having my therapy. No. So, from that, kahit noona, ayaw siguro ni Sarah. Kasi, syempre, siguro kay Sarah din naman, okay pa naman ako, no? Sabi ni Sarah kanina. Pero, it takes some realization sa party ng tao na mag-seek ng help. And hindi siya yung one-night happening lang. It takes time.
It hopefully time.
Yes, hopefully kung may mga time na yung siguro may ibang tao ngayon na nakikinig na siguro ay okay pa ako, check yourself, evaluate yourself. Kamusta ka ngayon? Talaga bang kaya mo pa parang headache? Talaga bang kaya mo pa yung headache mo, or kinakaya-kaya mo na?
Right.
In the same way din sa ating sadness, na okay lang ba yung sadness mo? Baka naman in the long run, it will affect your work, it will affect your relationship. And if it really affects your functioning and you would end up having suicide thoughts, even at them, it is now considered as a psychiatric emergency. Wag ka na mag hesitate. If you're having the thoughts of suicide, you have to seek professional help.
Nakakatawa, Doc, na dito sa comments natin, there are a lot of people resonating with us, talagang seeing the importance of this conversation. I just like to note a few. And meron din tayo ibang question dito, so let's just align them properly. Sabi ni Pags Kaikdoy, Pags was my classmate from nursing. Sobrang isa rin daw siya sa mga taong sinabihan na it was because of her lack of faith na kaya siya nagkaroon ng sadness or ng depression. Pero little did they know daw that this actual sadness made her more grounded with God. Diba? Right. So, kumbaga, nagkaroon pa ng redemptive factors yung
exactly.
yung depression, no? So, really guys, it's insensitive of us na tayong hindi nakakaranas ng depression, tayong hindi nakakaranas ng ganitong mental conditions, isasabihin nila, ah, ako kasi pinanalangin ko lang yan, eh, umalis na eh. Oh, good for you. Sa iba, hindi. Diba? Sa iba, hindi. So, we really have to, alam mo yun, talagang be careful in saying words that we don't know what that actually means. Ano? Before I read the question of Allen Villaflor, kasi connected siya, Allen, sa ating next point. Before I read his question, sabi ni Jen, I don't like to share or talk to someone kasi I feel pressured when somebody tells me, kaya mo yan, okay lang yan. So, is it right, awkward, or ano po ba yun? Kasi yun yung in relation to sa tinanong ni Dem eh. Gets natin na we don't have to go through life alone. Pero paano pag ang hirap ko talaga mag-open up ng buhay, no?
No. Question ba yun, Ford?
Opo, question siya, Doc. Siguro.
Si Sarah siguro, pakinggan natin. Baka may time din siya na ayaw niya mag-share kasi nga na-disappoint siya and she ended up appreciating cats, no? And yeah, baka si Sarah, paano niya yung na-handle nun?
Yes, actually, na-experience ko yan kasi introvert akong tao. Hindi ako madali mag-share kasi mahihiyain ako.
I see.
Kahit anong gawin ko talaga, parang hindi ko kaya makipag-usap sa bagong tao pag tahimik lang ako, lalo na sa social gatherings, nasa gilid lang ako, ganun. Tapos, ayun, ang ginawa ko, naghanap ako ng trusted people. Trusted people. Kasi, alam kong hindi ko na kaya, na-recognize ko na hindi ko na kaya, gusto ko na maghanap ng nag-try ako. Parang trial ang error ang nangyari. Naghanap ako ng mentors na parang nakita ko talaga na ito siguro, try ko lang. Tapos nung nag-reply naman sila sa akin in a positive way, ayun, dun ako nakahugot ng support. Lalo na nung pandemic, naghanap ako ng spiritual mentor. Naghanap din ako ng mentor ko for love life. Naghanap ako ng mentor ko for family problems, iba-iba. Pero dun ko na-realize na merong mga taong willing tumulong. Hindi natin kailangan na mahiya kasi kailangan na natin ng help eh. Hindi na natin kaya. Pag hindi na natin kaya, hindi masamang magtanong, hindi masamang mag-share. Kasi actually, yung mga taong pinagtanungan ko, sabi nila sa akin, hala, hindi ko alam na nagsistruggle ka na ganyan. Buti nag-message ka. And andito lang ako para sa'yo. Huwag kayong mahiya na magtanong. Huwag kayong mahiya na mag-share. Kasi yun yung time na marirealize natin na hindi talaga tayo nag-isa at maraming willing talaga tumulong sa atin at maging support system natin sa lahat ng struggles natin sa buhay. Ayan po.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. And siguro, Sarah, hindi yun nangyari sa'yo ng overnight, ano?
Talagang
kumuha ka din ng lakas ng buo.
That's super, super true. At gusto ko lang, alam mo yun, ibigay natin yung immense weight nito na kapag nahihirapan na kayo, guys, as what Doc pointed out kanina, seek for help kahit konti-konti, kahit pa isa-isa na a few of your trusted friends, di ba? Seek for help. Kasi ang iniisip ng karamihan sa kanila, Doc, no? Baka gagambalain ko pa sila or baka dadalhin ko lang sila sa problema ko, ayoko silang magambala. Pero ang katotohanan nun, guys, no, there are people really who care about you, who want you to get healed, who want you to get better, who can go through your life together, no? So just try, just check it out. And kapag walang ganun, guys, pwede nyo kaming i-message tulad ng sinasabi ko kanina, no? Just simply message us, chat nyo itong page na to, and them and I and the rest of the team will be more than happy to help you guys, really. Diba?
Yeah. Yun. And actually, research would also tell us, them and Ford, no, that when we do pray, na parang pakiramdam natin, no one understands us. Praying is actually a form of expression.
Mm-hmm.
So if I may repeat, prayer is a form of expression. So kumbaga din, pag mabigat na mabigat na, tapos at that time, busy-busy yung lahat, cry it out. No? When you cry it out, when you pray hard about it, and when you really, you know, pour out everything and pray hard about it, nakakagiit sa pakaramdam yun. No? Mm-hmm. So we're not saying naman, I don't pray, ask immediately help from people. Wala namang masama yun. But for me, I also go with the importance of prayer. And actually, research-based din siya for that prayer, meditation, nakatulong yun para mag-release ng anxiety and all. However, since it is a sickness, it is a mental condition, no? There are times na maraming beses tayo na nagpipray, maraming beses tayo na nag-read ng Bible, hindi pa rin clear yung thoughts natin. Doon, I really would like to let you know that maybe your sickness of being sad is getting severe, no? So wag natin i-ano na okay pa ako. So walang masama na mag-pray. Pray hard, no problem with that. And actually it feels so relieved. But if there are times na pakiramdam natin na hala po Panginoon, siguro ayaw niyo naman ako na nagrereklamo kasi pakiramdam ko wala sa akin nagmamahal, no? God would want us to feel that we're loved and we are surrounded by people who love us, no? And let's give God a chance when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling down, to let Him work through us, through our friends, through our family members. Yeah. So I think that's one for me that I'd like also to share, like what Sarah mentioned to me. So yeah. Thank you.
That's really nice, Doc. I think maraming isa sa mga questions na ngayon at this point ng ating listeners and viewers yung question ni Allen upstairs, balikan lang natin. Sabi niya, how would you approach someone who's on the verge of harming himself or herself?
There we go.
Allen, ito na, we're going to that point na what do we actually do? How do we actually approach people struggling with depression? Siguro we can give the time to Doc to open that part of discussion.
All right, yung point of emergency din, yung tinatawag na psychiatric emergency, is that when they are now starting to think of suicide and even have attempted, no? When we ask them, una natin laging gagawin is ask them, saan ka ngayon? Who are you with? Don't forget that. Ask them who are they with and the exact moment. So yun yung mga simpleng bagay na over the phone kailangan natin itanong. Bakit natin kailangan itanong kung nasan sila? Kasi kung wala silang kasama at hindi nila alam kung saan silang lugar, isa yung indicator, baka naman kailangan natin mag-rescue through the help of our barangay officials. Kasi ngayong pandemic na ito, ang hirap ng movement, diba?
So, yeah.
Ayun. So, at least may barangay na mapunta, may care, may hospital na pwedeng matawagan. So, una nating alamin ay location. Saan ka ngayon? Who are you with? And what are you doing? Ayun. Ano ang ginagawa mo ngayon? Ayun. And then, ano ba ang pinaplano mo? So, what are your plans? You can actually ask them directly about it. Because when you ask them directly, they would feel that this person understands me. But don't ask them na, ano ka ba? Bakit mo ba naisip yan? No, just let them talk. No, talk it out. So, what are your plans? Doon sila magsabi, actually po, Doc, ngayong gabi, plano ko na po magpakamatay. So, wag mo muna sabiglang sabihin na, huwag ka magpapakamatay. Pwede mong tanongin, may I know anong nangyayari sa sitwasyon mo ngayon na naisip mong magpakamatay. So, dun siya mag-start. Now, the reason why we want that person to actually express, it's a way of delaying time. Pag hindi siya nakapag-express, ano na siya ngayon? Tunnel vision na siya. Pag hindi niya na-express yung kanyang reason kung bakit siya magpakamatay, ang vision niya lang ay end of life na. The truth is, kapag na-express niya yun, dun niya ma-realize din, ay, hindi naman pala end of life kasi nakwento ko nga na may solusyon pa na. Kaya lang, sobrang clouded lang ng isip ko. Wala na akong maibang solusyon na iba. So, the way that we will talk to the person, ask them, saan ka ngayon, how are you doing, and kumain ka na ba, were you able to get some rest? Pero make sure that when we say it in such a way na hindi din demeaning sa tao, and ba't di ko makain, ba't di ko pa ano, no? Wag din natin, because at that point, they're very, very vulnerable. So, ano lang tayo, support lang tayo, support tayo. Uh-huh. So, we have not eaten. So, anong dahilan na wala kang gana kumain? Yun. Would you like to tell me? I want to hear you. I'm here to listen to you. Please let me know. Mm-hmm. So, iparamdam talaga natin for no, we are with them. Our hearts are listening, not just our, hindi lang tayo nakikinig physically, pero our hearts are with them. So, listen intently and let the person express. Ang tawag natin na talk it out, talk therapy. Okay. And kapag tingin natin na hindi talaga tayo able to handle it, na tayo mismo natatarantahan, ha, yung kaibigan ko gusto mo pamatay, lalo makang gagawin ko, if you don't feel that you are confident with what you know, and you also feel confused, nalilito ka, ano dapat gawin, i-refer natin yun. I-refer natin sa isang pastor, sa isang psychologist na pwede natin at that time makausap at that specific time, at kilala din natin na ano din sa taon yun, malapit din. Kumbaga parang meron din na silang rapport or relationship, maybe as pastor, as church elder. So, huwag na lang kakalimutan na i-refer din sila. So, pag may mga times na nag-ano na tayo, kasi actually yun nga, like what I mentioned kanina, suicide is a psychiatric emergency, whether it is considered as ideation, plano pa lang siya forward, or attempt, sinubukan pa lang, no? Lalong-lalo na yung nag-try na talaga. Yun, it's really a form of suicide. So how to approach? Don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to ask. But ask in such a way that you're asking with compassion. Ask with love. Ask with care. And that you would actually let them feel that you are with them in the journey and that they're not alone.
Ang ganda po nung term na ask with love, ask with compassion. Kasi, so pwede ba nating sabihin, Doc, na isa sa mga most important things to remember when dealing with people struggling with depression or even yun yung tendencies na to suicide, is to simply make our presence felt sa kanila?
Right. Make our presence felt and make them feel kumbaga parang heard. Make them feel heard.
So mga kwentuhan, ulitin natin yung sinabi ni Doc, no? I took notes dito para sa inyo who did not get that quite. So ang tanong natin, anong gagawin ko? How would I approach someone na talagang, alam mo yun, ayan na, gagawin na niya. Ang unang pwede natin gawin is to ask, no? Nasaan ka ngayon? No? Anong ginagawa? Nasaan ka ngayon? Kasi by doing so, first, we can empathize with them, and pangalawa, and most importantly, pwedeng may mag-aid to them in that short kasi maybe wala ka sa location na mapupuntahan mo sila kaagad, 'di ba? Stuff like that. Pero by asking nasaan sila, we can keep them grounded. And after that, no, pwede nating tanungin, anong pinaplano mong gawin ngayon? No, pwede ko bang malaman anong nangyayari? So by doing so, we talk, we let them talk it out. No, yung sinasabi ni Doc kanina, we ask them with love and we make them feel na hindi sila nag-iisa, na that someone's there for them, and by it, at nagiging helpful din yun sa kanila in such a way na na-verbalize nila, tama ba, Doc? Na-verbalize nila yung feelings nila, na oy, marirealize nila it's not so bad after all.
That's right. One more thing for na hindi ko siguro na-emphasize. Yung asking kung sino ang kasama niya. Let them know na, sino kasama mo ngayon? Are you alone? Are you with your pets? And are you with your family? Kasi if we ask them na they're with their parents, we can actually make some, not really connive, no? Pero we can ask help also sa parents. Kasi, syempre, hindi naman natin solohin yung dapat na, hala yung friend ko, hindi ko na dapat sabihin sa nanay, no? actually, when it about suicide, it's considered an emergency. So we need to use all the resources that we have. Mm-hmm. Say we are to save life, them, no? Hindi natin nahayaan lang na, you know, in as much as we can. God wants us to help each other up, build each other up. And here, one person wants to commit suicide. I believe we need help from family as well. So may kasama siya na for the family member niya, i-ano natin, tag along natin. Let them know na, ma'am, this person wants to commit suicide. Pero ang follow-up question ng Ford, paano yun, Dok, pag ay alam sa tatay, sa nanay, kasi talagang nagpaplano na siya. You know, the truth is, it's actually more ethical, and we call it breach of confidentiality. Yun na yung tinatawag namin na may hangganan ng mga limitasyon. When in therapy, may mga times na okay lang yun, na hindi natin sasabihin na mga concerns, pero kapag ang concern ay pagpapakamatay at may planong patayin yung ibang tao, suicide and homicide, that's the time that we breach. Meaning to say, hindi natin sinusunod yung confidentiality. Kasi we are to save life. Yung details ng problem, siguro later hindi natin yung sasabihin. Pero yung thought of that person wanting to commit suicide is the thing that we need to call attention or the thing that we need to let the parents know. Kasi we need to let them know of the condition.
I see. May isang nag-comment, no? Doc, sabi dito, I think one of the problems of people who are depressed is finding a safe place where they can share their story. Kasi daw, some people will use your story pa against you even after hearing it. As hard as this might be, no? Pero ang totoo, merong taong gumagamit talaga. I mean, there are such vile people using the vulnerabilities of others, no, para sa kanilang own gain. And that's really
that's why we also need to make sure who do we trust or who do we express our concern. Kasi hindi lang natin siya dapat sabihin kung kani-kanino. We need to also choose, like what Sarah mentioned kanina, she chose mentor, she chose a spiritual guide na yun yung makakatulong din sa kanya. Kasi like yung fear natin for madedebunk yan, mawawala yan if we have chosen also the people whom we have trusted.
Gusto kong itanong to Doc, no? Dealing with more with the experiences, kasi merong question kanina na hindi ko na nabalikan. I want to ask them muna siguro, and then Sarah, para magkaroon ng comparison siguro, no? Sarah mentioned kanina yung lack of purpose or her feeling depressed kasi parang hindi sure kung ano nang next na gagawin. Parang ang lethargic ko ngayon, parang wala nang point of living, diba? So, for you them, how does it feel kapag gumigising ka sa umaga? Kasi most people would find it hopeful, and para sa mga depressed, no, it's quite different. Pero sa'yo, ikaw dem, what do you feel kapag gumigising ka ng umaga? And then we'll let Sarah answer it afterwards.
Kinabahan naman ako dun sa tanong mo.
Nabigla ka ba? Pasensya na po.
Pero actually, for to be honest, iba-iba yung feeling every time na gumigising. Hindi siya yung constant na every gising ko, masaya, ganon. Siguro, may times na ganon talaga. Most of the times, mafe-feel mo na, thank God, it's another day, another life. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. Pero there are also times na, pagkagising mo, kahit na plan mo na yung mga gagawin mo before that day, parang, kunwari kagabi, planan ko na mag-review ako, ganito, ganyan yung gagawin ko. Pero pagkagising ko, parang, gagawin ko ba? Susundin ko ba yung oras? Parang makakatamad, gano'n. Parang, anong mangyayari after pag nagawa ko na? Parang gano'n. May times na gano'n pa rin. So, para sa akin personally, iba-iba siya. Pero most of the times naman, so far, I feel grateful pa rin na gumigising ako every day. Another life, another day to serve, another day to talk to people, and all yan.
Mm-hmm. We'll let Sarah answer kasi usually ito yung mga alam mo yun, yung mga medyo rather shallow questions na malamang naiisip ng mga tao. Hindi ba kapag kagising mo kinabukasan nawawala na yung lungkot mo, no? Mm-hmm. Kasi nga as we pointed out kanina, magkaiba ang sadness and depression. So Sarah, sayo during the high times ng depression, or rather sabihin natin low times ng depression, how does it feel waking up in the morning?
Pagising ko, gusto ko matulog na lang buong araw. Yun yung na-feel ko. At ayokong gawin yung mga bagay na kailangan kong gawin. Kahit yung pag-work, wala nang, hindi na siya interesting sa akin. Kahit maraming pagkain dyan, ayokong kumain. Yun yung before treatment. Pero after treatment, nakita ko yung difference. No? After treatment, pagising ko sa umaga, sobrang thankful ako kasi buhay pa ako. Sobrang thankful ako sa mga nakita ko, sa mga blessings, sa mga pagkain, sa work. Alam niyo, nakita ko talaga yung pagkakaiba nung wala pang treatment at yung nagti-treatment na ako. Hindi lang yun dahil sa treatment, hindi lang dahil sa meds. Pero yun nga, parang multifactorial din. Parang maraming factors din yung nag-contribute sa healing. Hindi lang sa medicines, kundi psychotherapy. Yun nga yung sabi ni Doc, psychotherapy. Parang talk therapy siya. Parang kamustahan din, ganun, with the doctor. And then yung meds, and then yung support system. Pinaka-importante, support system. Ayun. So yun, yung difference talaga.
I see. And it's, kaya ko siya natanong, guys, no? Kasi pwede natin siyang kasi ganun yung difference, I would say, for most people, no, including me, nakapag kagising sa umaga, kahit na ang chaotic ng last night, ng yesterday, pagkagising mo sa umaga, hi po sa...
Hi, nagnameo kasi siya.
Anong name niya?
Cute!
Anong name niya?
Tisoy.
Tisoy? Sobrang halaga ng emotional support animals. No? Kasi ako, as I was saying, personally, no, kapag kagising ko, kahit na magulo yung kahapon, pagkagising ko, I renewed yung aking hope na, uy, panibagong araw na naman, di ba? I mean, alam mo yun, talagang you're rather hopeful for the day. Pero for people with depression, it's hard to mine and extract yung ganong klaseng hope, no? So, kasi
right.
We can tie that over to the last part of our discussion ngayon. Ito yung rather application part. How can we possibly prevent, or what are the roles we can contribute in preventing suicide and depression? Something that we can give to Doc Myrtle, Sarah, and them as they discuss. Sige po, Doc Myrtle.
Yeah. Napakinggan na question mo, Ford, no, na ano yung protective natin? Kumbaga, parang how do we prevent? Kasi I think one thing na kailangan natin consider ngayong gabi is that we're doing this as a form of psychoeducation. When we say psychoeducation, Sarah, it's actually a form of therapy, no? Now we are learning. And the more we have the knowledge of things na, ayaw pala, clinical depressed na pala ako, siguro sa ngayon, kailangan ko na ng help. Nagkakaroon ng awareness, ano? So, ang isa talaga sa pinakauna ay maging aware tayo. Let's evaluate ourselves. Kumusta tayo with our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors? Evaluate natin. So ngayong gabi, makikinig ka. You're asking me to let you know, ma'am, ano pa yung pwede kong gawin? Check yourself. No? Katulang ng sakin, may preventive maintenance. No? Check the engine, check the brake. You do your self-checking as well. Check your thoughts. Kumusta kayo ngayon? Before you sleep, mamaya yung gabi. Oh, check yourself. And then check your feelings. Oh, what are the dominant feelings na meron ko ngayon? How's my behavior lately? Kumusta ang aking mga actions? And what about my rest time? Kumusta ang rest time ko? Ang eating time ko, kumusta? So it's, in other words, we're trying to help you do some self-monitoring. Self-monitor. Check mo yung, parang weight, no? Sina-check natin, oy, nag-gain ka na naman ng weight. Oh, ganun lang din yun. In the same manner, we also have to check, oh, yung feelings ko na naman, masyado naman ako na-apekto sa social media na to. Eh, nag-decide na ako na i-let go ko na itong itong issue na to. Pero, I keep on coming back. Kailangan, one step forward, no? So, yeah, check yourself. And, don't forget then to always increase your social support. When I say increase your social support, parang cheaters lang yan pag nag-jogging ka, oh, go. Social support are actually cheaters. They're the ones to keep us intact, to keep us whole. So, di ba, when we're trying to do something, a new habit, we let them know na, uy, alam nyo, nag-try ako mag-develop ng habit ng cooking. And people, it actually feels good when they cheer, uy, kaya mo yan. Start ka mag-play ng instrument, mag-start ng dito, and people will be there to cheer you. It actually boosts your confidence as well. So, yeah. Surround yourself with people. Parang halaman yan, Sarah, no? Na kailangan natin kino-cultivate from time to time. We are also in need of healthy cultivation with the people around us whom we know could boost us, could help us, not flatter us them na lulokohin tayo, na kumbaga, oy, kumbaga parang bibilugin lang yung ulo natin, would give us the proper way of affirmation, appreciation that would build us as a person. Also, yeah, yun, social support, yung kanina, check yourself, and of course, we don't debunk, hindi natin tinatanggal yung spirituality dito. Na kailangan talaga natin i-increase natin yung ating activities, devotional, and the more we testify of the goodness of the Lord, nakakatulong yun sa atin para maramdaman yung ating ease ng burden. Parang, oo nga, hindi lang pala ako mag-isa. And at this time, lalo kong naramdaman yung redemption ng Panginoon, yung blessing ng Panginoon, nung mga panahon na ako, I was in dark, no? And yung testimony na yun will be a light to someone who is also feeling down. And there, magsisimula na yung hurt mo, yung hurt natin, is a healing to somebody. Right? That's the beginning of the healing of someone when we also experience or when we express and we share on how God expressed or how God healed us at that time when we were so weak. So, yun mga simpleng tips, no? And kung hindi talaga preventive measures yun, no? Pero pag naramdaman natin na talagang, ma'am, pakaramdam ko, hindi to yung typical na kailangan ko na talaga. Parang sakit ng ulo, hindi to natatanggal sa exercise, hindi rin natatanggal sa spending time with people. Maybe you may want to check. Baka kailangan talaga natin magpa-psychiatric check. Or see a psychologist, see a professional. No? So, yung flag kasi natin dito, there is no health without mental health. And mental health is considered as a form of being healthy. Physically, mental health are actually one. So, they're totoo. One. So, yeah. Alright. So, kung paano natin pinaprevent forward na huwag tayo mag-gain ng weight, we exercise,
in the same manner, yeah.
Exactly. Alright. I think that's all for now. Baka masyado akong maraming masabi. Si Dem, siguro may naisip din. And si Sarah, even you four.
Gusto lang natin i-reiterate yun, guys, no? Anong pwede natin gawin to prevent? Una, check yourself. Have to check on yourself, guys. Ground you. Kasi, baka feeling natin okay pa tayo, pero ang totoo ay hindi. Kasi hindi tayo aware sa nararamdaman natin. Kasi puro, paulit-ulit lang ng cycle, no? Matutulog, gigising, work, o kaya school, tapos kakain, tapos tulog ulit. Tapos gising, tapos work, school, tulog ulit. I mean, sobrang monotonous na hindi na tayo nagiging grounded sa ating emotions, sa ating feelings. So, sobrang halaga nito, guys. Check yourself. Check yourself. And then, after checking with yourself, no, connect with your community. Connect with your social circle. At kung wala kang, again, lagi itong inuulit, baka kasi may mga bagong pupunta, no? Kung inuulit, kapag feeling mo wala kang pagkakatiwalaan na friends, baka gusto nyo kaming i-message. We'll be your friends. We'll be here to check on you guys. We'll be here to support you. Promise yan. Hindi kami scam. Hindi kami bogus. Hindi kami manghihingi ng pera, guys. No? talagang just, this is what we need in times of such pandemic na support and community with each other. Sarah and then them. Sa Sarah muna siguro. From your personal experience, what can we possibly do to prevent suicide and depression?
So as a person who struggled with depression, meron akong letter. Actually.
An open letter.
Message lang. Right. Open letter to everyone. So to those who have a friend or family member that is struggling with depression, I want to say that we don't want to be a burden and we don't want to hurt you. We would rather hurt ourselves than to hurt you. We are very sorry if you feel that we are a burden, that we are ungrateful, that we don't value every blessing that we receive. But please understand that we are trying our best to live, trying our best to find happiness. And we are trying our best to battle with our minds every minute that we live. We also don't want to be depressed. We would rather die than to suffer every day. But please make us feel that we are not alone in this battle, that we are loved and that we matter. And that's the only thing we want to hear, to know and to feel, so that we would want to live another day. Ayun lang.
Wow, that's very, alam mo yun, something na dapat naririnig ng people struggling with this. Kasi sa mga nakita natin na comments kanina at sa kwento ni Sarah kanina, hindi ito normal lang na bagay, no? Nakapagka natulog mo, kumain ka ng masarap na pagkain, o nagkaroon ka ng promotion sa work, o nagkaroon ka ng mataas na quiz sa exam, mawawala na suddenly, magically, yung feeling ng depression. This is a very valid, legitimate existential condition and illness that we're undergoing. So, wag natin siyang i-dismiss. And moreover, we would like to get this message across, guys. So, kaya tayo meron gantong discussion, meron gantong podcast, because we want to make this conversation, lalo na, Doc, siguro, no, in Christian circles and in Adventist circles, na talagang medyo hindi pa tanggap yung gantong discussion, is to make this a reality na, hey, you who struggle, we would want to be alongside as you do. Diba? So then, any word for those na nangangailangan ng support group o thinking of preventing ways to suicide and depression?
Sa akin naman, syempre hindi na ako lalayo. I-share ko na rin yung kung ano yung nag-work for me. Diba? And yun nga, nung college kasi, yung pag-enter ko ng first year college season 1, kasi for your info po, twice ako nag first year college. Ayan, so sa first year college ko ng season 1, sobra yung pressure sa akin talaga nung time na yon. Pero one thing na nakatulong talaga sa akin nun, yung support group talaga. Cafe Life Friends, hello. Meron po kaming group na Cafe Life Community, Authenticity, Friendship, and Experience. In ibig sabihin, Cafe Life. So, yan, nag-meet kami sa mga cafe, ganyan. And nag-share kami, ganon. And nakakatuwa po kasi hindi mo kilala yung lahat personally, yung mga taong nandun talaga. Pero one thing na nagkakapareho kaming lahat, yung thought or yung fact na nagsistruggle kami pare-pareho. Iba-iba yung nararanasan namin, pero nandun kayo sa isa't isa para pakinggan yung bawat isa. Hindi para magbigay ng advice, kundi para makinig lang. Sobrang nakatulong po yun kasi hindi ako yung tao na kaya kong mag-open sa family ko, sa parents ko especially. Pero kahit sa ganong paraan, nakakatulong siya para ma-ease man lang yung bigat na feel ko. And in-encourage ko din kayo kasi it worked for me. Who knows, di ba? Baka sa inyo rin mag-work yan, di ba? Kaya gusto ko rin kayo invite. Meron din kaming groups every Tuesdays, 7:30 p.m. Project Grow. Grow siya. Ano siya? Since virtual tayo ngayon, meron kami, PM nyo lang kami, message lang kayo, or every 7:30 p.m. yan, ng Tuesdays, yan. Magkakasama kami dyan. Tayo lahat ay magkwentuhan. At mapakinggan ang experience ng bawat isa.
Right. Gusto kong mag-land sa illustration na to, sa kwento na to, no. Alam ko lagi ko 'tong ginagamit whenever I speak or gives insights about community. At sa mga nakapakinig na nito, pasensya na guys, alam kong rinding-rinding na kayo dito. Pero sa mga hindi pa nakakarinig, baka this might help. I read a story, Doc, no, Sarah and them, na about the sequoia trees, yung mga sobrang tall, sobrang taas na mga puno sa North America, usually iba sa northern parts ng America. Like so sobrang taas, mga halos yung laki ng building, tapos sobrang laki ng circumference niya, no. Talagang kailangan natin ng 20 people to circle the tree, ganun siya kalaki. And one would wonder, paano sila lumalaki ng ganun katataas, ganun katitibay, at ganun katatanda? Kasi thousand years sila tumatanda. Some would think na dahil sa lalim ng roots, 'di ba? Sa lalim ng ugat nila sa baba. Pero when people found out na ang kanilang roots pala, they only grow 4 feet deep. So alam mo yun, mababaw lang. But here's where the sequoia trees are different from other trees. Sequoia trees don't grow alone. They grow in groves. No, they grow nang marami sila, because what their roots do is they intertwine with the other roots. One sequoia tree's roots intertwines with the other sequoia tree's roots. So, silang lahat na sequoia trees, lahat ng roots nila intertwined sa isa't isa. So, deep down, magkakakonekta sila. So, whenever storms blow, whenever pests ravage their groves, hindi sila naapektuhan because they have each other to help them up, to keep them sane, to keep them afloat. I think the same is true for us as humans. Really, no one can go through life alone. Diba sabi nga nung old adage, no man is an island, diba? So, we want to make that a reality, guys, na I know it's hard. We know you might have been hurt by your friends na pinagkatiwalaan ninyo. Pero maybe it's worth giving us another try, diba? Of letting us help you and letting us being us a part of your life. Kasi that's what we need, lalo na ngayong time ng pandemic. No? So I guess that's it for episode 3, Depression and Suicide. Thank you, Doc and Sarah, for being here. Wow, I am so grateful for this. And also, thank you to those who stayed. Oh, you guys, thank you sa lahat ng participate. Oh, sabi ni Mama, community is heart with sparkles and glitters. Yep, yes. That's true. Sobrang miss na natin yung coffee shop vibes with small groups. And kaso nga lang, hindi pa talaga pwede. Hindi pa talaga pwede. Kaya for the time being, talagang let's just make do with the virtual setup that we have. And if you guys would wanna try that, alam niyo yun, we have something, baka gusto niyo lang, baka makatulong. So yeah, you just hit us up, this page, message itong page na to, o kaya kami ni them. And we'll see. And then if you want or need, no, professional help, you hit up Doc Myrtle, maybe she can be of help. And of course, pala, before I forget, i-flash natin ang hotline ng NCMH, the National Center for Mental Health. You can check it out on the screen. Ayan, guys. If you want to try calling them, yeah, please do. Kasi that might help. And if I flash ko ang aming social media handles para if you want to contact us, ayan kay Doc Myrtle, and kay Sarah, kay them, at sa akin. Of course, you can also message this page. So, sobrang salamat, guys, for staying. There we go. Emotional support animals.
Wala siyang tumalon.
Dapat sumabay yung cat ni Sarah.
Oo nga.
Yung dogs namin nasa baba eh. Buti nga hindi tumatahol eh. So, thanks, guys, for staying. Really, Lorraine, Jorel, Christian, Sass, and sobrang dami pa kan. Allen, Pags, Tita Gloria Miole, Coach Josh, si MJ, si Asher James, and sino pa ba? So, anda, hindi ko na ma-scroll up yung mga maraming comments. Pero guys, sobrang, sobrang thank you for joining us in this discussion. And next week, we'll talk about something similar. Something that a lot of us struggle with, no? Kahit na not necessarily about mental health. Because next week, we'll be talking about toxic positivity. Ooh! The best recipe for abuse, man. Best recipe for abuse. Hindi kaya mo yan. Okay lang yan. Okay. Ha, malakas ka eh. Christian ka eh. Diba? Pastor ka, leader ka. Kaya mo yan. We'll talk about that next week. Pero until then, this along with Doc Myrtle and Sarah, this has been Ford.
And them. And you are listening to Stories ETC Podcast.